Boston's Reparations Task Force has been at work for a year now, and it's supposed to make recommendations by the end of this year. It took a step toward that goal a little more than a month ago when the city hired consultants to help compile a study on the legacy of slavery in Boston and what reparations might look like. A group of local activists and organizers responded by saying the process shouldn't be bogged down by research, and they called on the task force to commit to financially compensating Black Bostonians. To talk about all this, attorney Joseph Feaster joins me now. He chairs the city's reparations task force. Good morning.
Good morning, Rupert.
Can you start us off by detailing a little bit more what the committee has been doing in its first year?
The ordinance required us to look at the issue of reparations for Boston in three phases. And the first phase was to do the historical review. So what we did was we devoted the time producing a request for proposal and then to go through the process of selecting researchers. And that selection process did not occur until mid-December.
What have the challenges been so far?
Unfortunately, the time frames that were set forth in the ordinance were a bit ambitious. For instance, the initial phase one had us having a report in June of 2023. That just was totally unrealistic. And while some people may be anxious, you know, we've been at this for 400 years. So I think I can take a year in order for us to do the appropriate research.
The group Embrace Boston released a report that builds a case for holistic reparations that go beyond payouts and hints at a widespread approach to changing things on an institutional level. Is that something that's actually possible for your task force to contemplate?
Well, certainly. I think that's part of the deliberations. That's the reason why our research goes from the 1620s to the present time. That research must be done.
I mentioned earlier that a grassroots group has called for the task force to commit to payments to Black Bostonians. That group is the People's Reparation Commission, and Reverend Kevin Peterson, who heads it up, says at the same time that the process needs to be more inclusive.
The task force needs the energies, the creativity from community members who are in the grassroots, who can provide them with insight that they would never be able to achieve.
How do you respond to that?
Oh, I would totally agree with Reverend Peterson, and that is the intention, both written into the ordinance, but as well as how we would proceed. It's just a question of timing. I don't need to have that conversation until such time as I have the benefit of the researchers giving me some guideposts on how we approach the issue. So to have a conversation presently would be just a nice conversation, but it would not at all be informative.
Is there a tension there, though, when it comes to including more community voices and meeting the deadline to make recommendations by the end of this year?
I don't see any tensions. The task force will determine if they want to entertain the conversations at the present time, then I think that we will have some of that community process.
And what is the deadline for the researchers to come back to you with a complete report?
Well, at the present time, it is the end of December of this year.
So does that mean that your task force's recommendations won't come by the end of this year?
They will not.
So do you have another end date in mind now?
Well, we will have to see what happens with phase one. It'll take however long it takes in order to get to a point where we feel as a task force we can make that recommendation. So it's sometime in 2025, Rupert, but I don't have the exact date in front of me at the moment.
But you feel confident that there will still be results at one point?
Oh, absolutely. You know, what I can't give the guarantee on is what form it will take and whether it will ever be implemented. But we will carry out our responsibility of what the ordinance dictated that we do.
Joseph Feaster is the chair of Boston's Reparations Task Force. Thank you very much.
Thank you.